Welcome to the Benefits of Knowledge podcast with Lauren Curry of Curry Financial Group Limited. In this podcast, we are focused on helping businesses set up and manage their group benefit plan to protect and assist their most valuable assets. Join us on this journey, where Lauren explores ways to help you develop effective and cost-efficient strategies for your business. Now, on to the show.
Hello, and welcome to the Benefits of Knowledge with Lauren Curry. Today, Lauren has a guest almost in studio. They're doing this remotely, but aren't we all today? Anyway, today's guest is Tracy McPherson from BBD. Tracy McPherson is the HR director at Benefits by Design, where she has worked for the last 7 years. She has worked in the HR field for over 20 years, providing advice and support to operational managers, executive staff, and employees. She believes the role of HR is to work with leaders to create an environment where people feel inspired and motivated to deliver at their highest level of performance, meeting the goals of the organization. Her experience includes recruitment, compensation, organizational design, learning and development, change management, and HR analytics. Lauren, that is quite a bio for Tracy. So why'd you bring Tracy on the show today, besides the fact that she's like a super pro?
Well, because Tracy has lived through the topic that we're going to talk about today. And so, you know what, as always, we try and get people that have the most experience. And obviously, you can see Tracy's got lots of experience here. So that's our longest bio. I think there's a prize for that.
All right. Well, Tracy, I'm so glad to meet you. Thank you so much for coming on the show today. Lauren, take it away.
All right. Thanks, Eric. Well, welcome, Tracy, again, as well. Thank you very much for taking your time out of your busy schedule to join us and help us educate our listeners on, human resources. So the reason today, as we know, with COVID, we have so many people that have been forced to work from home. Some employers are trying to bring people back to the offices. Some people don't want to go to office. And I guess we have what we call that hybrid model, which is being in both places. So I know at BBD, you have lived through this process. So I was hoping to get some of your unique insights into how this worked.
Yep, sure.
All right. So before my first question, I guess a warm up is, how did the process go? Was it smooth at BBD, or were there hiccups trying to get everybody kind of on the same page?
Oh, actually, it went very smoothly. Over the last few years before the pandemic even came, we had already started moving towards using a lot of technology. So we didn't have any landlines anymore. Everything went through our computers for phones, let's say, as an example. So when the decision was finally made that we needed to send everybody home, we met with our whole team, so the three offices, and told them what was happening. And this was on a Friday. Over the weekend, our IS team got things together, making sure that everything was in place to start moving people out. On a Monday, we started moving them, and by the end of that Wednesday, everybody was working from home. Everybody had taken their computers home because not everybody had a laptop. So we had to get their hard drives, their monitors, all of that type of stuff out. So we basically organized it so that so many people went each day. And it was very successful in making that happen.
A little preparation ahead of time, not realizing that was going to happen, certainly was very important. And fortunately, you had done that.
Yeah, and not that we were foreseeing any type of pandemic. It was just the path we were starting to go down around using technology. So it was, and we communicated a lot with our teams prior to that. But we even started to increase how we communicated as we move forward.
So when we start looking at, okay, where should people be working from? There are a couple of things that you would look at and say, well, this person needs to be in the office. This person, there's no problem with them working at home. Could you maybe go through some of the things that you would take into consideration?
Sure. So working from home isn't anything new, right? It's just more of a, there's no one size fits all solution. some employees have been very successful at working part-time at home, part-time in the office, while other employees realize that they can't do it. So you have to start thinking about, first the individual, what's best for them, can they adapt or how have they adapted? And how do we want to continue down that path? We have to look at our teams. How do our teams work together, right? How much collaboration is there? And how connected have they been, let's say, even through this whole pandemic? And I think we have to really consider flexibility, right? Flexibility is so important in creating a work from home policy and giving employees autonomy. We have to start shifting from the focusing on hours that we work and focus more on the outcomes. Let people decide where and when they work. I also think as an organization, we have to consider several things. The health and safety of our employees, the type of work being performed, can it be done away from the office or is there certain things that need to be done within the office? How productivity is going to be impacted. So I think that's a huge concern that a lot of employers have is that, if they're working from home, are they really working type of stuff? And so we have to figure out how to trust our employees that they're still getting their job done, whether they're working from home or they're working from the office. We have to look at technology that's needed to get our work done. And also start thinking about things around how do we keep our teams connected when everybody's now in a separate place.
Yeah, so that individual person, that it's I think the terminology we talked about when we spoke earlier was they put their head down and they've got work they need to accomplish. That at home office might be even more productive than being at the office.
Yeah, so I think when we start really looking at the work that the employee does, just to have people come into the office because, hey, that's where we want everybody to be, I don't think, is going to work anymore. So we have to start thinking about what work do they do where they can be just in the office. And that'll be more around the socializing, the collaboration, those types of things. And then the other part is that head down where they're just banging out work. They don't need to work with anybody. It could be like data entry. It could be, dealing with a lot of phone calls or emails. So why can't they just do that from home? So we have to be more objective as to the type of work that's happening.
I know in my own case, I come into the office every morning, and I'm here because Joan and Tammy and Gary are in the office. So I'm here for whatever they need, whatever we need to collaborate on. Sometimes it's just as much me doing, putting signatures on paperwork, stuff like that. But what I find is I go home at lunch and I actually have an office at home. So I work there in the afternoon. But I find, I can go into my office in my basement and I can accomplish more there in a shorter period of time than I would here at the office. And it's just, I'm working on spreadsheets or, doing emails or whatever the case is. And yeah, I just get a lot more done there than I can here. So kind of I have that flex, program going, I guess, myself, but I do find it works very, very well. The connection now between the people, if they're at home or in the office, there's the managers of your organization have to be very important to the success of this program, right? Like they're kind of the glue that holds everything together. So how would your managers, keep everything pulled together?
Well, yeah, I think that managers are definitely that glue, and they help provide that safe environment for employees. They have to be in tune to how everyone is feeling and how everyone is adapting to working from home, right? Because not everybody will be successful in doing that. So they're continually building these relationships with each employee. And also they have to build relationships across the organization at the same time. So there's that team building, relationship building that's really important with the managers. I think that's a real core responsibility for all managers is that ability to interact with teams in person isn't there any longer. So how are you going to interact with people through a computer? They also have to adapt their management style, right? Like I said, like remote or hybrid, adjustments have to be made on how they do things. It's, you know, people, you know, were sitting outside their office, whereas now they're not anymore. So they have to be, connecting with them and, being more intentional around that connection. And that takes a special skill. On top of that, they have to be able to gauge performance. They have to figure out how to advocate for their teams. They have to even look at how the processes are, because once you go from a paper-based to a digital type of organization, because that's how everybody's connecting, your processes are going to have some changes, right? So they also have to look at how to do that. And then on top of that, managers have to also find that balance for themselves on how to work, through things and what's, how they adapt or changes they have to make.
So, and I would think it would be for some people, for maybe some folks that are working at home, is how do you just keep them engaged, right? Because they feel isolated out there.
Oh, for sure. Isolation is a really big issue. I think people, first when you go remote and they're excited, finally, a lot of people have always asked to work remote and now they get it. But and so the excitement there for the first while is, they don't have to get up in the morning to, the long commute, the hours in the office kind of stuff, that now they've got that flexibility. And But what they don't realize is that they're also, isolated from everybody else. And I think that they don't realize how much they actually miss their coworkers until they come back. So, as an example, this past summer, we had some events where we had brought people together. We had a barbecue outside so that people could actually connect. And people were saying how much they missed that connection to people and how and they started to realize how lonely they were.
And then, you mentioned about how the managers have to reach out, but they have to have put a very specific focus to make sure that they're reaching out on a regular basis, right? Because they can't miss anyone, because it would, if you miss someone for a while, they're really going to feel isolated out there.
Oh, for sure. I think that people can really underestimate the importance of a manager. Most of the factors that go into whether someone is happy at a company is related back to their managers. And working remote has put a huge expectation on managers to even connect more. So they have to be far more intentional to support their team members. And, they have to adapt to the new environment. They have to continue doing all the things they did in the office, but having that more intentional type of a way to operate, because they have to navigate all the changes that are happening with people working from home. And so it can be difficult, yeah.
The managers are not only, as you say, monitoring what the employees are doing for work, their changes in technology or whatever the case is, but all of a sudden there's a bigger responsibility on how is the employee doing.
That's been I think that was always there in a minor way, working from home, but you were able to observe people in an office setting. You could look out your door, you could walk around and talk to people and get a feel for where people are at. Now the work environment has changed to that little box in front of you. It's all through a computer. And I think if you think back to some of your meetings you've had and where you've had like a Teams or a FaceTime or something, and you're talking to someone, it's very hard to read body language. It's really hard to get a read on an individual. And so you have to start watching for their behaviors. Have their behaviors changed at all? So somebody that might at one time have been right in there, socializing, at the beginning of meetings and everything, is all of a sudden really quiet. So what's going on kind of stuff. So there's a lot of that type of stuff that starts to happen. And let's face it, managers, at the most part, weren't trained to do that. So it's making it pretty difficult, you know, from a manager's perspective to, you know, make sure that they connect with each person, that they do that on a regular basis, that when they have team meetings, they have that first, you know, 10, 15 minutes is about socializing. It's about making sure everybody's connecting and everybody's feeling that they belong to something. You know, like things like that seem so simple, but are so important, so that managers can get a read and a feel for every single person on their team.
So I know here in our office, we have two other advisors, Doug and Gary, and totally opposite when it comes to the working at home thing. Gary couldn't get back to the office fast enough when the he was able to come back after the first part of COVID. Doug liked working from home so much, he only comes in if he has to. But I do know Doug says the part he misses is that social part you're talking about, before the meeting, having a chat and just, you know, over a cup of coffee or something when you're taking a small break. So do you find, my experience is I find myself, I used to have a home office and I had a really hard time separating home from work. In my case, I've had other people say, oh, you know, I'd be out cutting the grass or whatever and I should be working. I was opposite. I found myself working way too many hours. It was too easy to go back into the office. Do you find those situations?
Yeah, I would say there's definitely some of those, and sometimes it's also, you know, the manager having to make people aware because they don't realize what they're doing or the things that are happening. But as a whole, I would say, you know, employees, you know, have a good handle on, you know, what's working and what's not. And we do have some employees that have requested to be back in the office as soon as they can. Because they feel that they're really missing something. I mean, part of the problem with that, though, is if you only have one or two coming into the office, they're still not having that connection as much as they can, right? So they're, you know, we're looking at some of the things that we're gonna, you know, in the future put into place. But I think that a lot of people do struggle with that work-life balance. They have a hard time setting boundaries as to when to, you know, come on and when to unplug, let's say, right? Like when's enough kind of thing. Or there's a lot of distractions that happen, right? So it's kind of interesting because you'll think like, oh, you know, said before, people were really excited about working remote because they had more time for themselves. But you know, you see things that happen where, oh, they get up at the time they would normally have gotten up to, you know, do the long commute, but instead say, oh, well, I have this extra hour, so I'm going to put a load of laundry in, right? So they're already starting their day, you know, doing something from home, but then it kind of creeps into work, right? So they do something, and then they do a little bit of work, and oh, then they have to go do something else. They take their dog for a walk, or the kids come home for lunch and they have to make their lunches and then send them off. And the next thing you know, like they've had this really long day that's probably 12 hours long because they've included all of the home life things as part of their day. And they can't figure out why they're so busy or why they're feeling so tired, because this isn't what should have happened, right? It's like this work-life integration instead of work-life balance is happening. So everything's creeping into one another, and so we have to teach our employees how to set those boundaries so that, you know, when you're working, you're still working. And even though you think that you're only going to do like this thing that'll take you 5 minutes, what happens is it takes you like closer to 30 minutes to actually get reconnected and to get yourself settled back in again. So your day's becoming longer and longer because you can't get all the work you used to do, you know, in that, let's say, like we work 7-hour days, right? So that 7 hours, you can't get everything done anymore because you've dropped in all these little home life things along the way. So trying to teach employees a little bit more around that, right? And then we have some employees too that like we talked about, that loneliness, that isolation, you know, having mental health issues because they are at home alone and they need that socialization. Because let's face it, you know, humans are social animals and we do need to connect.
For sure. Yeah. I think that's part of the reasons I like coming to the office. I have people ask me about retiring. I say, well, no, I like going to the office. And, you know, I think it's that purpose. You get up in the morning, you come into the office, you know, there's that social piece of it. Like I said, I go home usually around 12:30 and work at home after, but that first part is still very important. So, yeah. So I know we had chatted a while ago, and you had actually mentioned the barbecue you did, but with BBD having offices in Kingston, Toronto, and Vancouver, obviously, you know, your employees are spread across the country almost. You've been doing some activities or stuff to keep people connected and feeling like part of that team. Could you maybe share a few of those?
Sure. So, I mean, yeah, it's difficult, even when we were all in the office, of keeping the three offices connected. And a couple of years ago, we came up with our slogan. We said One BBD. And so we were already looking at ways to get more connected and do things nationally instead of in separate offices. And that happened just prior to the whole pandemic happening. And so, like, we would have typically in a year, we would have three what we call all staffs. And so all three offices would come together, and we would do things like celebrate work milestones, and you know, talk about, you know, our goals and strategies, or just give updates on how different employees have helped working Canadians. And so we thought, okay, with the pandemic, we need to start bringing people together on a regular basis, because there was so much uncertainty, and we wanted people to, you know, stay informed as much as possible. So we started having these meetings on a weekly basis, and we would just bring them together, talk about what was happening, anything that was going on with our clients, things that we were doing to support clients, things that we were doing to support employees. Anything like that. So that was our first step. And then we started doing things like Happy Hour Fridays, and we would have a different team every week run a game. So it was always all digital games. And like, we did things like, I'm drawing a blank on the name. Scavenger Hunt, that was it. So yeah, we would have things like scavenger hunts, and we would have employees running around their houses looking for different things, or we would do a Jeopardy game or something like that. And so we were doing that to get everybody on board that way. Managers were having coffee breaks with their employees. So every Monday morning, let's say, they might have done a coffee break. Some teams were inviting members from other teams to come join their coffee break, and they would just sit around and talk. So it started doing things like that. And then, of course, we've always had our virtual or meetings, and we just continue that with the barbecues, the Halloween celebrations. We had holiday celebrations around Christmas time, where we had different events going on every day to bring people in and to talk to one another. But the one thing my HR team, we were really talking about, how do we keep everybody connected and still learning about one another. So we came up with this idea that we were going to do a weekly video. So we called it Good Morning BBD, and it runs every Monday morning. And this was just to make sure that employees were still seeing each other. So we asked them to submit intros to say good morning to the rest of the company. They sent videos in on what they were doing, where they were going. So, I mean, obviously during the pandemic, you know, most people weren't going very far. So it was be like out on walks, or in their backyard, or, you know, showing a picture of their dogs. And we started asking them questions, and we started interviewing employees on different things so that people got to know them. And that's still happening today. And we're over 80 episodes that we've been doing that. And it's almost become a key staple to the culture of BBD.
Well, that's great stuff. I mean, obviously BBD, you guys have been, you know, started early, like you said, and have really made sure that all of your team, I just think that's a great idea of people introducing themselves, you know, here's my dog, this is my kids, whatever. When you have offices across the country, even when everybody went to the office, you didn't know everybody in the other offices. So that's great stuff. The last thing I had that I wanted to ask you about is actually hiring challenges. Because I know when you go to hire people, that's a whole different story now than it was, you know, when you hired somebody and they just come right into the office. Can you maybe let us know about the kind of the differences?
Sure. So, there's been a few challenges. I mean, even around recruitment itself, right? Deciding on where do you post, right? So if everybody's working from home, do you go to that natural place of saying, oh, well, then we could pretty much hire anybody across the country now, right? So that's what you start to think about. But then you start thinking about, okay, so if we hire somebody, you know, in Saskatchewan, how do we train them, right? How do we get them developed? And so, you know, we were thinking, you know, like, okay, so what do we do? So there's decisions around that as to whether you're going to post locally or you're going to go national is a big one that you know, people have to decide. And so far we've been posting more closer to our offices. But it is interesting because you do, even like when you post, let's say, you know, you're on Indeed, and everybody can see it. So you could have somebody from, you know, another country applying for a job because, hey, if you're working remote, right, that's good. I mean, the other thing is a lot of employees are looking to work remote. So if you say, no, we're going to only do a hybrid, they're saying, well, I'm not interested then because I want to work 100% remote. So there's just decisions around that, right, that companies are going to have to make as far as are you going to allow 100% remote? Is that going to be something, you know, in a policy that you might want to have, right? So that would be another thing. So it's also getting our recruiters to understand how to, you know, like not only recruit, but then how do you set up interviews? So how do you interview through a computer, right? Is there anything different? How do we set those types of things up? So that's definitely something else that you know, we have to start looking at. But when I start looking directly at employees, when, like, we've hired a number of people over the last few months, and we found that we were trying to do onboarding and training all through the internet, you know, using the computer, trying to train people. And we were finding that training was taking a lot longer to happen. I don't think, like, we sometimes don't realize the importance of just sitting beside somebody and, you know, the things that you pick up by just hearing somebody else ask a question or hearing a discussion happening. And then you're learning, whether you realize it or not, that, you know, what's going on. So, you know, there was those things. And the other thing, you don't really get a feel for the organization, like what's its culture like when you're not really, you know, together. So those little things, the nuances that happen in an organization that nobody's ever going to talk about or actually even realize they're doing is missing when they don't, you know, get that feel. So we started actually going back to when we hire somebody, we have them do their training for at least the initial, you know, few weeks in the office. And we have employees rotating coming through to be there with all of our new employees, because we're just finding that it's much better from either the training perspective or the connectedness of employees. And you have to start thinking about, like, put yourself in a new employee's shoes. They're starting. They don't know anybody in the company. And they have this person talking to them through a computer versus, you know, somebody sitting right there and welcoming them and making them feel like they really belong.
I can see. I know just in my own office, I can't imagine trying to train someone, you know, on the different computer systems and you know, in Joan's case, she's answering the phone and it's clients with questions and you know, the questions are different every day. And I think the value, like you said, sitting beside, even listening, you know, you just couldn't replace that, I don't think, online. So, yeah, very interesting. Well, so I certainly agree in-person training would be far superior, in my opinion, than the remote stuff. But you've given us a lot of stuff to think about. Again, what we're trying to accomplish today was to share some of Tracy's experience as far as, you know, this is what's happened at BBD. This is how they're trying to keep everybody connected, which it sounds like you're doing a fabulous job as far as that goes. So hopefully anyone, our listeners that are listening into this podcast have picked up some tips and maybe make that process a little bit easier for them when they start trying to make their decisions of how the staffing is going to work, where they're going to work from. So I thank you very much, Tracy. I really appreciate your time and for helping us out here and helping our listeners out. Okay, that's great. If anybody wants to connect with Tracy or has more questions, you know, we'd ask you just give our office a call. We can certainly make that connection or get your answers to the questions. So the phone number at our office is 1-866-445-4424. And as always, you can find us online at curryfinancialgroup.com.
Tracy and Lauren, this has been a fantastic podcast. Tracy, thank you so much for sharing all your knowledge. It was wonderful to hear. It's funny, I was kind of seeing myself and my wife's situation in those stories that you told as far as working remotely and hybrid and all that. I think all of us are dealing with that right now in some capacity. So that's it's fun to hear the stories of success that you guys have had. So thank you so much for being on the show. And of course, Lauren, thank you so much for bringing her on the show. And our last thank you always goes to you, the listening audience. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening to the Benefits of Knowledge podcast with Lauren Curry. If you have not subscribed to the podcast yet, please click the subscribe now button below. This way, when Lauren comes out with a new podcast, it'll show up directly on your listening device. This makes it even easier to share these podcasts with your colleagues. Again, thank you so much for listening today. For everyone at Curry Financial Group, this is Eric Johnson reminding you to live your best day every day. And we'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the Benefits of Knowledge podcast. Click the subscribe button below to be notified when new episodes become available.